Kodesh Baruch Hu. Okay, so we talked about Shammai this week, and we saw Shammai's first statement was Aseh Teras Chakeva, which doesn't mean you study Torah all the time, but at least you have a regular, consistent Torah study regimen. And we saw attitudinally that Torah is something you see as a long-term experience rather than a phase or a trend or a passing experience. It's attitudinally, and one of the expressions is you teach Torah, and one of the expressions is you perform mitzvahs. The issue we spoke about yesterday was emar ma'at v'aseh harbeh, is to under-promise and to over-perform. Some people boast and brag about their opportunities and their offers, and then they perform less. And we saw this through the prism of the people of Hebron, who promised Avram the world and then litigated over a small plot of land. As well as Avram, who just invited the Malachim very, very modestly, but then was extravagant and excessive almost in his treatment of his guests. The third statement of Shammai, very interesting statement, on two fronts. Havi mekabel eskol adam b'sever panim yafos. Greet everyone warmly, happily, with smiley face. Now, this is not something you'd normally associate with Shammai. Typically, we create a dichotomy between Shammai and Hillel. Hillel was the warm, embracing person who was oivis abrios, who mekarvan latara, who was a mekarev, he was a lover of humanity. Whereas Shammai was much more of a purist and an absolutist. And that came to the fore in two very famous differences between Shammai and Hillel. Number one, how they danced for a kala that wasn't necessarily attractive. Shammai said, you have to tell the honest truth, kala kamo shehi, even if it means insulting her, because the truth is more important. Hillel says, of course, kala nava chasuda, even if the kala is unattractive, you should say something nice about the kala. It would appear as if Shammai was this pure legalist who wasn't capable of embracing other people, and Hillel was the pragmatist who was a member of the people. Another famous difference is when the ger comes, and the ger wants to convert on one foot, 15 minutes or less. So Shammai kicks him out the door. You're defaming and debasing Torah by suggesting you can shrink it into a miniature 15 minutes. And Hillel, of course, learned that you have to be realistic and taught him about v'yavta l're'acha kamocha. Yet this Mishnah debunks that easy dichotomy. Because Shammai, the purist, the absolutist, the perfectionist, says you have to greet everyone happily, warmly, with a smile. So when Shammai was insistent that we tell the kala the truth, it's not because he disrespected people, it's just because sometimes when you lie to people, even if you think you're protecting their honor, you may be deceiving them. So Shammai wasn't arguing with Hillel about that kala because Shammai didn't care about human sensitivity. He just felt as if the truth is more important than any one particular excuse. Of course, we possibly like Hillel. So this is a very important Mishnah because it rounds out our image of Shammai. As if Shammai was this professor sitting in a room, ivory tower, could care less about human interaction, only cared about the truth and ideas and ideals. It's not true. Now, the Mishnah of the Sivnasan provides an explanation of Mekabel Kol Adam B'Sever Panim Yafos. Even though the adage applies to everyone you meet, it applies particularly to those who may be challenging you to greet them warmly, and in particular, poor people. Why do poor people on the street, desperate for your money, why is it a challenge to greet them happily? For two reasons. Sometimes they tend to be people that are less easy for you to smile at and show your humanity and show human respect. They tend to be people sometimes on the margins of society, homeless, suffering, their lives are disheveled. You know that feeling when you see an Ani. It's not the same as when you see your Rebbe, your friend, your parents, the people sometimes who aren't dressed with the same hygiene that you are. Sometimes, again, the stress in their lives makes it difficult for them to present themselves. And sometimes there's a psychological component because they've suffered. So sometimes people take advantage of an ani, and they're very shrifty and very quick with them. Even if you give them money and you respond to them, you don't respond with dignity and respect. Second of all, it's hard sometimes because they're putting you out. You're giving money, and sometimes you feel extended, and you feel that, well, here's my money, but I don't want to actually treat you with the same respect that I would treat other people who are more on a par with me. So that's why the mission of Avos Hadassim applies with Shammai's statement, Shem Nasan Adam Lachavero Kol Matanos Talva Shebalim. You can give all the money in the world, Upadam Kivushas Baretz, but if you're looking down, not even if you're looking angry, if you're looking down, you're not looking at the person in the eye and smiling and showing that person respect, Mala Lava Kasav Ki'ilu Lo Nasan Lo Klum. Very powerful statement. The Rambam paskins this. If you don't show the ani the right face and the right attitude and the right interaction, So you've lost your mitzvah of tzedakah. You haven't even become the mitzvah of tzedakah, even if you give a lot of money. Point the summary, show them the Ramban, you actually violate a law. There's an isser, al yeira levavcha. You shouldn't be angry. You should, sometimes you can be angry internally, but you shouldn't show your anger and your opposition to this moment. And the reverse case is also true. Let's say an ani comes to you and you don't have any money, or a friend, and not just an ani. Anyone comes and asks you a request and you can't fulfill that request. You still have a responsibility to be saver upon the yafos. Sometimes people will come and ask me money. I don't have money, but I'll look them in the eye and say, excuse me, I don't have any money. Do you need a bathroom? Do you need a drink of water? Again, that's in the domestic environment. But it's true in general. It's not just true of an ani. Mirtz Hashem, you're young now, but in Mirtz Hashem, you'll all graduate and develop and mature. And there are times in your life in which people have requests of you, and you can't fulfill their request. But there are two different ways to respond when you can't fulfill a request. One is gracious, and one is curt and insensitive. Very often I'll get requests, all types of requests. I just got a request from someone I didn't know that emailed me a few days ago, can they come for Shabbos? I don't really have room this Shabbos, it's really overextended, you have people coming over. I tried to be as, I could have just written no with this, you could have just said, please come another Shabbos, we'd love to have you, we're a little, you don't always excel in it, but sometimes when you have to say no to someone, in any context of your life, there's a way to say no, there's a way to say no, it's not just giving tzedakah, or not giving tzedakah, it's also mekabel kol adam b'sefer panim yafos, and in particular, remember the two elements, one is when you have to say no to a nani, two is when the people who are harder, to mekabel b'sefer panim yafos. You know, one of the groups of people that were crying the most at Rav Lichtenstein Shiva, you think it's great Rosh Yeshiva, you think it's great people, great rabbis, people that were crying the most were the Palestinian cleaning staff. Because every Rosh Hashanah, when people were busy with their Rosh Hashanah preparations, Rav Lichtenstein would go over to every single worker here and wish them a Shana Tova and inquire as to their family. And they missed him so much that who would say Shana Tova to them, Erev Rosh Hashanah? So sometimes you have to have a sensitive eye to the people in society that sometimes get overlooked in any context, and particularly those people, show them dignity, show them respect. You know, very often on airlines, I travel a lot, I feel that sometimes in tense situations, the airline workers, the stewardesses, the stewards, the gate people, they take a lot of harangue and a lot of harassment because people are tense and people are angry. Why don't they get their seat? And why don't they get their food? And why are you telling me where to put my suitcase? Sometimes I try to feel like I can be an equalizer. I can go over and smile at them and say, have a nice day. You're going through a rough day. I'm always trying to keep an eye out for people that don't get human respect and don't get human attention, and try to give them a little bit of savor panim yafos. It's not just an ani, it's a metaphor for people in life who don't get the respect naturally, try to give them respect and a smile. So think about that the next time you're in public. Who are the people in your world in public that don't necessarily get that type of treatment? Is it a bus driver? Is it a cab driver? Is it a sanitation worker? Is it a... Rabbi Ryan is very good at that. You see, Rabbi Ryan, he's very attentive and mindful to his setting, and he'll look for the people that aren't getting any attention, and he'll try to talk to them and give them some attention. So this is Shammai's adage, and you think it's strange and ironic that Shammai would speak about it, but it rounds out our image of Shammai. Okay? Tomorrow, Chassidus, everyone.